You get your 360 yet, Travis?
No, that you can't find them anywhere over here. And right. I think they already stopped doing the
trade-in thing?
The trade-ins.
No, it's going until like the 18th.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but they're not going to have any. Because EB, really? None of the EB stores have them because they're trying to get you to buy them on the website where they're making you buy an extra controller and a transfer cable.
The GameStop I went to 3 days ago, they said if you pre-order it, you're guaranteed it by July 9th. So go ahead and do your trade-ins, get those in, get your credit
and
and then you'll have it definitely by they're going to steadily come in.
That means I don't have a 360 to play Crackdown 2 on. Fuck that shit.
Yeah.
So. Oh my God, you're actually going to turn on your 360 after 81 days.
81 days.
Actually, after 4 days, because that's what it says on my little gamer tag now.
In your
four
face.
Days, really?
Yeah.
You actually turned it on?
Last week we talked about me playing Star Wars.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Well, didn't you put me in my place?
Yes, I did, Canadian bitch.
It's time for me to talk.
Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 135. My name is Christopher Riccio, and I am here with Travis Baum.
Howdy.
And Jeff Chorty.
What up?
Today we are doing our contest entries for the month of June. This year's contest. This month's contest was basically a sarcastic best of E3, and we actually have a shit ton of entries. I am really looking forward to this one. So before that, we're going to do some distractions. We're skipping news again because not much has happened since after E3, and we're just going to try and get through a quick show tonight. And then afterwards, we'll do new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. So before that, let's quickly go around the table. Travis, how you doing?
I'm doing great, dude. I haven't seen my wife in 2 days.
Are you serious, dude?
I'm not joking.
I should probably tell her to go home then, huh?
probably, but yeah, she's been, I think this is the third time she's seen Twilight in 24 hours.
Wow, are you serious?
I'm not kidding.
Can I know what the fuck the thing is about that show? What is the deal with Twilight? I don't understand why people like it. It's like, sorry, when vampires go in the sun, they die. They don't fucking sparkle. Kiss my ass.
You're preaching to the choir, brother.
Oh, damn it. Ugh.
Yeah, yeah. She's been gone the entire time. Like, I'm serious, like, for the past
few days,
she
doesn't love you, man. She's in love with a vampire.
And yeah, it's crazy because, like, oh, she's going to kill me for saying this, but, like, you know, she's like, well, just, I might be in the mood when I come home. And I'm like, okay, well, that's, I don't know whether or not to be, like, pissed off.
Yeah, exactly. Or
thank you, our pets, for making my. I don't know. Like,
sparkly vampires get you off. That's great.
So yeah. So like, do I get mad? Like, okay. So what are you thinking about? I mean, are you just coming home wanting me? Or I don't get it. It's weird. So
dress up like the vampire and you win either way.
Yeah. So, yeah. I don't know if I should be pissed or not. So anyway, that's it. I haven't seen my wife. I kind of miss her. I don't know. It's weird. Anyway, yeah. That's it for me, man. Just kind of a boring week.
All right, Jeff, what's up, man?
A whole bunch of week of fail, basically.
How was that G20, buddy?
That was awesome. That was good, rioting in the streets, not too far from here. Helicopters everywhere, people throwing rocks through windows. And
cats
tossing.
And dogs living together. Mass hysteria.
Yeah, exactly. It was just so
complete
fun
anarchy.
In Toronto. Like, nothing's really happened like that here, so it was like a huge deal. And no one really thought anything would happen. And it wasn't, I guess, compared to what's happened in other places, I guess it wasn't that bad, but... Then the police all started doing shit, and then there was another protest when the whole thing was over, protesting against the police, that they treated everyone unfairly, and also their crap. it was kind of scary, but it was kind of interesting at the same time. I just hope it doesn't come back, because it was a waste of money. They spent like $1 billion on security or something like that. $1 billion.
That's ridiculous.
It was crazy. And it just, honestly, it made the city look...
Yeah.
Like aesthetically, just look bad. Not like Toronto as a whole, but like just aesthetically, like the cages and everything. It just made it look
cages.
Bad.
Well, they had like a big fence, like a border fence.
The streets.
Yeah.
What? It was weird. Yeah, it was really, really weird. Around the big areas, like the
well, around
like the,
yeah, because like
the baseball field
convention
and everything.
Center, which is like the most south part of Toronto. So they basically went 3 blocks up and put a big, about 12-foot-high fence all the way across, like really long. It's crazy. Been like, yeah.
It made crossing the street a bitch. Happens though.
Yeah. But so that was awesome. And then I just found out today we had plans. And so just like you guys have the holiday coming up. We have a holiday as well. Canada Day is tomorrow. And we had plans to go to a cottage for 4 days. And today we got a call from the person running the cottage saying it failed the inspection because it's a brand new cottage that they built or whatever.
Failed inspection.
Yeah, so now they can't get insurance on it, and they don't want us to come up without them having insurance because they'd be liable. So that kind of really, really sucked because we have all our stuff ready to go, and now we can't go. But now it looks like we can go. We just got to wait till Friday. But now we're going to go to this other place tomorrow till Friday. It's now a big convoluted mess. But whatever. Just going to hang out and drink with my buddies. And no matter where we are, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, suck it up and have a beer.
It'll be awesome. And also found out today that it's possibly 100% true that Chris Bosch is going to be going to Miami. So that's
isn't everybody going to Miami?
Pretty much. It's Well, LeBron's contemplating Miami, Chicago, or New York. But there's a rumor that there's pretty much a trade in place that Toronto signed and trade Chris Bosch to Miami for like Michael Beasley and Mariel Chalmers and a couple other guys. So we'll find out tonight or tomorrow because free agency starts tonight at midnight or tomorrow at midnight, I guess.
Well, good luck, buddy.
Good morning. So yeah, fun week for me. What about you, Chris?
Shit, not a lot, man. Really not much going on. I mean, the biggest thing that's happened so far is that Jason handed in his resignation today.
Hell yeah.
It's about time.
Yeah, so for those that don't know, Jason and I do work together, and he's been having a lot of problems at the office lately. I mean, they've really kind of treated him badly because he wears so many hats, and, you know, it's like, okay, you're on the phones, and we want you to do QA, and we want you to do some development, and, oh, we need client-side work done for this. And he's basically a jack of all trades, but when something comes along that he really wants to do, they don't really give him the opportunity to do it. So he's been passed up for two projects that were perfect for him, because of, you know, whatever reason behind the scenes. But he found another job doing a lot of the media oriented stuff that he really thrives on, the stuff that he really wants to do. So he turned in his resignation today, and it's going to be interesting because one of our lead QA person is leaving for 7 weeks pretty soon. And now with her leaving and Jason gone, it's like we need a new resource pretty soon. So we're going to see how that works out. But
you need a little help, buddy?
No, I don't. It's not my worry. You know, I mean, the work will get done. I'm not too concerned, but
I'm trying to break these fast food chains that are binding me right now. So if you need a little love,
I don't think you want to answer phones, man.
I'll do anything.
Anyway. But yeah, that's it for me. I mean, not much else is going on. I mean, the one thing that's going on is games, man. I want to talk about some games this week. I'm excited to talk about games this week. So
lots of games this week.
I'm going to let Travis start.
All right, well, okay, I'm not going to mention my Modern Warfare. I'm not going to mention all this other stuff that I mention every single week. World Cup, really fun still. All this great stuff. But
going to mention?
Dungeon Fighter Online.
Dungeon Fighter Online.
Okay, guys, I'm going to break it down to you. I'm going to spell this out for you. You ready for this? I'm going to have to agree with Chris in that this is the greatest game I've ever played that I've never had to pay for. I've played a lot of free shit.
Yeah.
A lot of free shit. And I'm going to tell you.
This is my favorite free game. I mean, until Vindictus comes out, this game is it.
Oh, I have been like nonstop playing this game. And MMO-wise, I get pretty tired out when playing by myself. Really, really bad. But with the old school arcade-y, you know, 2D fighters, the beat 'em up deal. It's just great, and it's a beat 'em up from top to bottom. And then when you look deeper, it's a full fledged MMO, inventory, experience, skills. I mean, full fledged. And this just seems like so basic. Like when MMOs first came around, this should have been the first thing. What took so long for this game to come out? You know, it's
and I said the same thing.
It's so, so great, and I love it. And like most MMOs, I don't play too many. I played, you know, the Final Fantasy XI. I played, you know, some similar things. I played WoW for like 2 weeks until I realized that it was just too addicting and I had to make myself stop. yeah, I actually sold the computer that I was playing it on because I knew if I did not get the computer out of my house, I would not stop playing it.
Back to it.
I am not joking. I got rid of the computer.
Take the heroin out of the house.
Yeah, really.
Exactly. You just can't say you're going to quit and leave the heroin on the countertop. You got to get it out. That's right. So I did that. But like these other MMOs that I've dabbled in, I've always gone with the basic easy class, which is like your basic fighter. And I'm doing the same thing with here, the Slayer. I'm still having a great time with it. I definitely stayed away with the Gunner because Jason said starting off the Gunner is not fun. The Gunner may improve and, you know, kind of spread out skill wise. But as of right now, I just wanted to stick with something that was easy, and I'm really liking it. I'm learning how to, I'm really excited that at level 17, I can respec.
18.
Oh, 18. So I can respec because now there's so many like different ways I want to like spread out my things. I'm playing it on my DualShock. There's a hack online where you can plug in your DualShock via USB and play it on there and map your buttons. And I'm doing it that. And I love playing on a PlayStation 3 controller. It's really fun. But, Chris and I were playing with Blue Steel. Hey, Blue. And we were, I don't even think he listens to the show. Anyway, he better listen. Quick tweet that I'm talking about him. And anyway, we hear tapping, like real loud tapping, and Chris is like, are you playing on your fight stick?
He was playing on his fight stick.
Yeah, and he's like, awesome, yeah, of course I am. And I'm like, oh, it makes perfect sense. Like, why wouldn't you want to play on the
because it's arcadey. It's very arcadey.
Very arcadey. So I haven't done it yet.
I'm playing on basically a PS3 controller. I'm using the Logitech wireless controller that they've got for the PC. That's what I'm using. And they have like a third-party program called, I think it's Joy to Key.
Yeah.
And that's what I use to map them over, and it works flawlessly.
Right.
No lag or anything.
Cool. That's very awesome. But I'm definitely going to try out the fight stick. I'm going to bust out the Unistick because Lord knows I'm not using it for Street Fighter. Why would I do something like that?
No.
But Dungeon Fighter, guys, I'm just going to pitch it now. Please, please play this game. We're having a blast with it. Like we only played one time, but we played for like two, three hours at the most.
Yeah, we played for a good 3 hours. And I mean, that was actually the first time I had ever played with multiple players because it's just the first time I played it when it was in beta, you know, I didn't really get the opportunity to play with other people that much. I think I might have played it with Mark once, Savercade, but that was the first time I had actually sat down and played for, you know, more than one or two missions with multiple people. And I got to tell you, the dynamic is so much different because, and Travis, I don't even know if you saw this happen, but I'm using a fighter, and the fighter has a special move, which basically this huge uppercut that knocks him up into the air. And she has another one that's like basically a fucking boot kick that sends him flying across the screen.
Oh,
so, and you can combo those together. So I do my regular, my regular attack, right? I get a couple hits and then I do my uppercut and shoot him in the air. And then I do the boot kick and send him flying. Dude runs right into Travis's sword as he's attacking another guy, and it works it right into the combo. It was fucking hilarious.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know,
we both get the technique and style points from that. Yeah.
Yeah. And just really interesting game. The fighter and the Slayer, I've used both, and they feel completely different. The fighter is all about like really fast attacks and like brutal grapples and stuff like that. And actually, today a buddy of mine downloaded it, and I jumped on with him and I started a priest. And the priest is ridiculous, man. He is just huge with just crazy powerful attacks and healing and can use heavy armor. And it's like, I'm starting to wish I would have started a priest.
Yeah, they're awesome. Their weapon, the weapon you start off with is that huge wooden cross.
Like it's a giant wooden cross.
Oh, it's awesome. It's great.
It's freaking cool as hell. But, a lot of those people that are out there that played the beta, we said that at E3 they said they leveled it off, like leveled off the experience curve and stuff like that. I can tell you for certain now that they did definitely level off the experience curve, because it took me less than easily less than half the time to get my fighter to a higher level than my Slayer that I played in the beta. And I was never grinding. Every time I went into a dungeon, I always had a mission that I was doing for that dungeon.
Yeah.
There was no grinding at all.
And speaking of missions, they really streamline it. I haven't played, like I said, I don't play many MMOs, but this is the first time an MMO has done this for me. So if other ones do it, you know, let me know and I'll shut up. But you accept a mission, you go out and do it. But once you get back into town, you don't have to stroll and find your way back to that character you took that mission from. You go right to your quest log and you hit the button that says done. And you don't even have to be next to them. They tell you, oh, thanks for doing the mission. And boom, you get your experience. You get your items right then and there. You don't have to leave.
If you're in a string of quests, they will actually give you your next quest in the string at that time. You don't actually have to go talk to them.
That's absolutely awesome. It's very, very cool, and it's real fast and satisfying. And
there's times when you'll have to go and find an NPC and talk to a particular NPC, and all you have to do is pull up the map and type in the NPC's name into the search box, and it'll point you directly to them. And you can actually like walk around the map you can walk around the town while the map is up, so you can just go directly to the guy, and it makes it really, really easy.
Oh, really easy. And go ahead.
Does your character model change when you put on different loot?
No, it doesn't. That's how they get money from you, though. That's
so
the thing.
Close.
If you want,
if you pay for it, you can.
Yes, I'm so close
to
buying.
You can pay for avatar items.
If I did that, I would if. Yeah, if that was the difference to pay money to see your character model change and you get new loot, I would do that.
Yeah, well, the thing about it is, like, you can actually, you buy Nexon points, and the Nexon points can unlock avatar items, they can unlock a bigger bank. Like, there's a bank that right now, when you first start the game, if you're playing it free, it only holds, like, 8 items. It's like, oh, that, 'cause that helps.
If that, though, it's not even that much, I thought.
Yeah,
like
it's really not many.
Yeah, it's not a lot.
But you can increase the bank size and stuff like that, and like increase the amount of weight you can carry and that kind of thing. So, I mean, there's definitely temptation to do so. And you know, I'm playing this game, and this is the kind of thing that this is the only logic that I've got towards this. It's like when I look at something like a game that I've paid for and they do stupid avatar shit, it's like I have no desire to do that. But I'm playing this game for free. It's like if I wanted to go on and buy avatar items, I wouldn't feel bad because I'm playing it for free. And it's like that's all that's doing is adding to the pool of resources that they can use to increase the enjoyment that I'm having in this free game. And I have no problem doing that to an extent.
Yeah.
So.
And also for people who are against like paying for, you know, avatar items to look differently, I think Blue said that all of those items have different skill boosting abilities. Like they do something for you. They just don't
make
you look
pretty. And if you get an entire set, that you get like a huge boost. I mean, there's like advanced sets that you can get, and you get huge boosts to all your stats.
Yeah. And now that I think of it, everything gives you a bonus. Like even for instance, I got my first. What is it that goes above your head?
Halo.
A title?
No, your title.
Your first title?
Oh. Even titles give you stat boosts.
Yeah,
it's
the
great.
Demon Slayer
Everything
title.
Does.
That's,
yeah.
And they have like they have opportunities where you can actually, like if you're part of a guild, you can, like every member of the guild has the opportunity to throw money into the guild to get all of the guild members' stat bonuses while they're playing, or all of the guild members' experience bonuses while they're in dungeons and stuff like that.
That's really cool. I didn't know
you
that.
Know, no, yeah, it's they have like a little shop that you can go up, and it's like the first level is like 100,000 gold, which it really is not hard to get. I mean, I've got over 100,000 gold, and I'm only level like 16. And you get 100,000 gold and you can increase your experience by like 10% while you're in dungeons or something like that.
Sweet.
So, and it does it for all guild members, which is really cool, I think.
That is pretty neat, man. I'm going to tell you what, Nexon, just by playing this one game, I am even extra psyched up for Vindictus and Dragon's Nest. I'm these guys, man, they just came out of nowhere and I'm so ready for the next game already.
Yeah, they have others that are out there. I mean, the Dungeon Fighter is probably the one that gets the most publicity, I think. But I mean, they have others that they've had out. I mean, like, what's the one I'm thinking of? I can't remember it right off the top of my head, but, Maple Story was like, I think that might have been their first one. Mm-hmm. And it was basically a 2D side-scrolling platforming MMORPG.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Well, and then to finish up, I mean, that's pretty much it. That's all I've been playing, to be honest with you. It's
wow,
once I got my hands.
Right.
Dude, I'm seriously. Once I mean, I've had a little, you know, Warfare here and there, some World Cup. Megan and I just got Lego Harry Potter for the 360, but I haven't really even played that yet. I just watched her play it when I saw her. So other than that, that's it for me.
Cool. All right, Jeff, what do you got, man?
Man, not too much new besides all the usual staples, which I won't go through right now. Oh, I beat Red Dead Redemption.
Cool.
Complete
right.
that. So I'm
How
proud
awesome
to say
is that?
It was a really good ending. Actually, at first I was kind of like meh on the whole build up, but the whole thing was pretty genius. Mm-hmm. I thought it was pretty damn cool how they did it.
But do you get what I was saying when I was like, the ending is kind of ballsy and really hasn't been done before, and I think they took a shot in the dark and it paid off.
It depends on what part you're specifically talking about.
I'm talking about for when the
don't spoil anything. But
I'm not gonna spoil it. But when the second, I'm trying to think, comes,
you can look at it as like the ending, or there's like an act five kind of thing.
Yeah,
like
from the ending to act five, all throughout. I thought it was
yes,
really ballsy.
That was ballsy as hell. Yeah,
yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool, and. Yeah, I wish we could actually talk about it, because it was pretty ballsy.
We should spoil the shit out of it.
We should.
Maybe
we should one day.
One day.
But yeah, I was impressed, and that's open world game number two that held my interest to the end.
God, I'm so proud of you.
Infamous and Red Dead Redemption. Yay. What else? Oh, Tony bought me Transformers.
Nice.
War for
Cybertron. How's that?
Not only is it not terrible, it's pretty damn good. It's...
I love how you started that. Not only is it not terrible.
It's good, man. It's probably the best licensed game since Batman.
Okay.
And it plays really, really well. It plays like a third person. See, it moves too fast to be like a Gears of War, like Uncharted. But it's more of like a kind of like an Unreal maybe, or a Quake. The way that, like, in terms of the way the speed goes.
Right.
Graphics are decent. A lot of the voice acting is done really well. Like, the first time I heard Soundwave speak, I, like, jizzed my pants. Like, oh my god. It took me right back to, like, childhood memories, and I was like, that's Soundwave, man. That is Soundwave. Mm-hmm. That's fucking awesome.
Cool.
So that was cool. There's two different story parts. There's branches. It starts off with the Decepticons from chapters 1 through 4, and then it's the Autobot chapters from, 1 through 5, then 6 till 10 or 11, I can't remember how many chapters are, you do the Autobots campaign, which is kind of cool. It's three-player co-op, which I played co-op online. It's pretty flawless, no big issues. My gripes with the game are really kind of aesthetic only for the most part. A lot of it just looks the same when you go to like new environments. I know it's supposed to be Cybertron and like this robotic planet, but a lot of levels do look similar, like similar textures and everything like that. Like there is a moment here or there where it'll kind of open up and it'll kind of look kind of dead spacey, where it's like space everywhere and like floating metal and stuff, which looks really cool with like a lens flare. But those moments seem to be like few and far between. And the only other complaint is the gameplay doesn't really change up that much, whether you're Decepticons or Autobots. It's pretty much go into an arena type area, shoot all the Decepticons or Autobots, depending on who you are, move on to the next area. There's not really too much in between that they changed up yet. And I've completed the Decepticon campaign. I just started the Autobot campaign.
Oh, but cool. So it's not that long?
I think it took me about 4 hours to complete the Decepticon campaign. I'm guessing the Autobot's probably about the same. So I'm guessing anywhere between 8 and 10 hours of the single-player campaign. And then,
which is becoming the norm.
Pretty much. Like I've heard people say it's like 12 hours, but unless the Autobots campaign's quite a bit longer. Actually, now that I think about it, it might have been 5 hours for the Decepticon, because I played a lot of it over the weekend. Like, it's pretty much the only game I played. There's also I think it's called Escalation mode, which is basically Horde. That's a lot of fun, especially when you're Transformers, like transforming like all over the place and like transitioning from like robot form into vehicle form. It's just so satisfying. Like, you can, or even vehicle form, you'll be driving, hit the jump button, you'll burst up and then transform, and then your momentum keeps you going forward. Even when you hit the ground, you kind of like skid on the floor. It's pretty cool. It definitely has that I'm a Transformer fucking shit up feeling.
Right.
Definitely.
Cool.
And there's no humans at all in the game, so that's awesome. All
right, now Jeff, here's my dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
I got Cybertron from Blockbuster. I'm mm-hmm. looking at it laying on my floor right now.
Yeah.
Never grew up
with Transformers.
Giving Transformers a chance. Never seen an episode of the cartoon. Never had. I had a couple of toys here and there, but nothing to really, you know, warrant me into loving Transformers so much that I had to get this game. That being said, is me not being a big fan of Transformers going to hurt my experience playing this game? Because I'll be honest with you, I turned the game on, had the title screen, pressed start, got to the very first level where you start whatever, you know, Decepticon you pick.
Yep.
And it just sat there, and I was like, I'm going to see what's on the computer. And just pause the game and let it sat there until, you know, I decided to just turn it off. You know, I didn't feel compelled. And I'm worried that I'm not going to be compelled at all to play it. So should I just go in and play it because it's a good game? Or is halfway through not being a fan of Transformers, I'm just going to get to the point where I'm like,
you're not going to finish it. If you're not a Transformers fan, you will not complete the game, I don't think.
Okay.
And it's a slightly above average third person shooter, but what makes it so is because they nailed the license really well. So if you're a Transformers fan, you're going to love a lot of it. Like, I mean, there's so much like fan service in this game that's what's driving me to get to like the next level, because I'll be like, oh my god, that is so cool. I can't believe they referenced that. I can't believe this character is in the game. Mm-hmm. They did such a good job. Got to go to the next level, because to be honest, like there were times in the levels, because some of them were kind of long, where I'm like, okay, I just want this to be over with, and oh, here we go. It's another kind of boss battle where I'm basically shooting and shooting and shooting and shooting, dodging, shooting, shooting, shooting kind of thing. And co-op. I mean, yeah, you know what? To tell the truth, if you're not a Transformers fan, I can't see that many people getting into the game at all. Because really, it is. It's just a slightly above average, the way it's put together and everything. Like, I've already seen glitches. I've already fallen through the environment twice and stuff and gotten stuck. But yeah,
that Cybertron's
a
bitch, man. Like, she'll just eat you alive.
But, dude, as a fan, this is the best Transformers game ever made by far. Like, by far. Oh, God, yeah. It is. Like, if you're a fan, dude, Chris, like, you like Transformers, right?
I do, yes.
You should rent it, because it's really good. Like, I don't know if I would have bought it. Like, Tanya bought it for me, and that was awesome of her. Love you, babe. And it's been good. I mean, I played that's, like, one of the only games I played on the weekend, and, unless I was falling asleep drunk playing Explosion Man at 4 o'clock in the morning. But that's the only game I played. But, yeah, it's decent so far. I'm positive I'll beat it, because if it's that short, I can see myself getting beating it by probably the next time we record. But I'd recommend it. I mean, I don't agree with, like, I mean, I think IGN gave it a 9, and I think one of the other big sites gave it, like, a 9 or 9
really?
Or something. Yeah. I wouldn't personally give it that for what I've played. I mean, there's definitely a lot of, not technical issues aside, I mean, aesthetically, it doesn't hold up with a lot of other stuff. And the gameplay mechanics, I just don't think there's enough variety there. But, yeah. But it's fun. If you like Transformers, all it takes is, once you start getting bored, just run, jump, and transform into your vehicle form, and then speed off, and you're like, oh, yeah, this game's awesome. And then that'll keep you going for like another 10 minutes until you reach something else that's kind of cool. But yeah, other than that, that's pretty much it. That's the big one.
Cool, yeah, I don't have much to add. I mean, we talked about Dungeon Fighter already. We could probably talk more if we wanted to, but I played some more Bloodlines. I'm playing it very slowly. I'm actually just doing like a stage at a time, and I think I'm on like stage 5 or so right now. But also played Global Agenda, which is the one made by Hi-Rez Studios here in Atlanta.
That's true.
So I actually picked that up, it's pretty damn cool. You know, I haven't really gotten deep into it yet, but you know, there's 4 different classes you get to choose from at first. And it branches off into basically 12 based on how you spec your character. And you get to buy new skills, and, you know, there's loot that you grab and new guns to get and stuff like that. And, you know, each character, like each class has, the ability to carry a melee weapon, a projectile weapon, like a gun, and like they have a special skill that they're known for that they, you know, that the other classes don't have. And I can't remember the class that I'm doing, but it's his special is stealth. So I basically have a stealth unit that I can just like engage whenever the hell I want to, as long as I have energy to use it, you know. And big thing, jetpacks. As soon as you fucking start the game, you get a jetpack.
Awesome.
Yeah,
that's the new hotness.
Jason,
it is the new hotness. Oh, Jason's already played it, man.
Oh, there you go.
He bought it too. But yeah, I really haven't played it a whole lot.
Jason's gotta get Killzone 3 and Halo Reach on day one for his love of jetpacks only.
He might. I might be getting Halo Reach for my love of jetpacks and for my and for my love of space combat.
You know that space combat thing's gonna be. You know I shouldn't say. Like yeah, go ahead, buy it. Go ahead, yeah. Go ahead and buy it, Chris.
Yeah, thanks, Travis. you're really making me confident about that purchase. But yeah,
it's
I mean,
only to be disappointed when you play one level that's about 10 minutes of space combat.
Yeah,
that's okay. It's gonna be one level in the entire game.
Yeah,
okay, the level after that's going to be tower defense, so you'll be fine.
And there was an interview on one of the sites, one of the IGNs or whatever. They said, well, one of the developers at Bungie said that there will be no multiplayer spaceship battle at all. My heart broke.
Well, there'll be co-op, so you can shoot each other.
It doesn't matter. Oh my god, that would have been awesome. That would have sold the game for me. Like,
hey, who knows? They might do DLC.
They better.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, Global Agenda. If you're into third-person shooters and you like MMOs, it's pretty damn good. I think they actually have it on sale right now. They just made it. They made all modes completely free to play recently. There was one of the things that we talked about at E3 with them was the Alliance versus Alliance thing that they've got going on, and that used to be part of their paid content. That is now free. I think the game is currently going for 1/3 off, so it's only like $26. Definitely worth it, man. It's a really sweet pickup.
So the game's not free?
No, it's not free. It's not
tell
Dungeon
me,
Fighter.
Tell me at least it's a 2D beat 'em up.
Travis, get over it, man. There are other games besides Dungeon Fighter, I promise.
Not this week.
Not this week. But yeah, that is about it for me. So, cool. As I said, we're going to skip news this week.
Yeah, there's not too much
news, really.
Yeah. Because post-E3.
I mean, did anything happen? Anything new?
I mean, PSN Plus is available now if you want to get that.
Like, okay, let's talk about it for like 10 minutes.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, we could probably wrap it up in less than that, dude.
Probably so. Okay, the gist of it was, okay, $50.
Yep.
And the things they announced after this firmware 3.4 is that you can do PlayStation Plus. On top of that, you can do video editing, you know, and stuff, which I'm not too sure, like, what, there's some videos online, some people doing some cool stuff as it is already, but I don't know what it takes, what equipment you need to
I can tell you a little bit about that now. Only because Jason gave me a little heads up about some of the stuff that he messed with. First off, PlayStation Plus is not required for the video editing stuff.
Nope.
Second, it doesn't seem like the video editing is very robust. He said you can add background music, but there wasn't an obvious way to actually shut off the video sound. So it would just be background music on top of whatever sound.
Yeah.
And he said there wasn't an easy way to do transitions and stuff like that between segments. And, he just said that it was kind of awkward. He said, but the Facebook and the YouTube uploading stuff was really cool. So that's the basic gist of it. I haven't gotten to play with it, but, and he was actually, hoping to get some airtime on to talk about it, but I don't think that's going to happen right now, so.
I think he's had enough airtime, Mr. Selfish Selferton.
But yeah, so that and is there more Facebook integration? Is there something extra now?
I think they added an actual app, I think.
For Facebook itself. When you're on a PC, yeah, you can you can view yours and your friends' trophies and everything, I believe.
Oh, they added PSN to Facebook.
Just an app.
There's a PSN app for Facebook. Okay, cool.
Oh, so there's no app. For some reason, I thought they added an app to the actual PSN for Facebook, but I could be wrong.
I thought that's always been on there.
No,
not really. And either way, it doesn't matter because there's a browser and you can go to Facebook on the browser, so it doesn't matter. But
yeah.
Well, it kind of matters because it's not formatted for the PS3. So it's like looking at VG Evo through your Droid or your iPhone. It's like you can do it, but
it's not terrible on the Droid, to be honest with you. Not great. It's not terrible. Okay, so we established that you know, that's not going to be, I mean, that's not, you know, needed for PlayStation PlayStation Plus. But let's get into PlayStation Plus itself. $50 for a year. How much is it for 3 months?
Well, 17, 18, something like
that. $17 or $18.
Yeah.
And if you buy a year up front, you get 3 months free. So you're basically getting
$50. 15 months for $50.
Right. You don't get much. You get a cool little yellow icon by your name, which is kind of distracting.
We don't get much, yeah. For people who've had a PS3 for a while, there's not really that much incentive to get it. I mean, I don't know if you guys checked out what was like this month, but pretty much all of us have everything they're offering. Because what it basically is right now, it sounds like, is like getting a Netflix subscription or like a Sam's Club card or something where you pay $50 a year to have access to discounts on DLC and downloadable games.
Right.
Mm. They have free stuff, different free stuff every month, but you don't get to choose what that stuff is. And
yeah. And it's only good. It's only free to you while you have a membership.
Yeah, like anything you buy at discount, you get to own. But if you cancel your subscription, any of the free stuff that you got within that time disappears. Like, you basically can't play it.
Right.
So, I don't know. Like, I was hoping for features because, I mean, I had, like, I mean, Wipeout HD, I think, is one of the free things this month that they were giving away. And
yeah, Wipeout HD and, like, Rallycross, and then it was the PS1 game. And then one of the minis is a zombie game. I can't remember which one exactly, and I don't know what the other mini is.
Right.
But they also have, like, a bunch of add-ons that are free to download. And, like, the games that they have the add-ons for, like, one of them is
Lair?
No. I forgot the name. Cuboid, is that it? I think Cuboid is one of the games that they have add-ons up there for free. And then if you don't have Cuboid, that's one of the games that's discounted for PSN Plus guys.
Right.
So that's they're kind of giving you incentive to buy the game by giving you the free DLC.
Yeah.
And then giving you a discount on the game.
I just wish they didn't choose, like, because Cuboid, really, it's... Do you guys buy Cuboid?
I have not played it.
Do you want to buy Cuboid?
I have no urge to buy it. No.
Yeah, so that's the big thing that bugs me. It's kind of like a deal of the month kind of thing. But so far, it's not on good stuff. Like Wipeout HD is awesome. The fact that
Wipeout HD.
Free,
if you just went out and bought a PS3 right now, I would say it's definitely worth grabbing PSN Plus because you're getting Wipeout, which is probably one of the best PSN games there is.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with that. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah, and then they're also one of the other add-ons that they're giving away free is the latest Warhawk one. So if you're still playing Warhawk, I mean, maybe it's worth it for that.
Go get it, Arkham.
True. But it's all old stuff. That's the thing for people who like us who pretty much up to date on stuff that we really want. There's no incentive
It's hard to justify the spending the $50 for it.
It really is. And you know, a couple of like you know. It's not going to entice me to spend the money on. Like, if I'm going to buy, I'm going to buy a full year and save the money. But, you know, a couple of Fat Princess Avatar, not going to do it for me. If I want Infamous, I would rather and have deals on Infamous, I would rather just buy it, you know, and get the game's so good, I want that physical copy in my house, you know? There's nothing that's really, really enticing me. The availability of like video editing software, that would have been something for me to be okay. Maybe I should think about this because I think that would be cool to be able to learn to do some type of video capturing and editing. But you know what? We have it for free already. Yeah. Where is Core for free? You know,
I think that's part of it.
Well,
isn't
Core
that part
is Core,
of PSN Plus?
I'm pretty sure Core is part of it. You do
I
get
didn't
Core.
See yeah. that in the. I heard that that's what they were wanting to do eventually. I did not see that in the release.
So it's
though.
Not actually official yet?
I know I didn't see that in the press release.
Or they mentioned that Core is going to go away and they're just going to start putting videos like that just on there for PSN Plus people. So it's not actually going to be Core. It's just going to be like, they'll just throw up the stuff that would be called Core just on the PSN Plus like store kind of thing.
Or keep Core, but just keep it a PlayStation Plus thing.
Yeah, exactly.
You know
that
saying?
Would be cool.
That would be great. You know, but if they're going to... Like, there needs to be something grander. For $50 a month, it's the same. You know what? Also, yeah, exactly. Functionality, more features to the hardware itself.
Yeah.
And also on top of that, I think they messed up by with what they gave us, pricing it at $50, the same price as the normal retail pricing of Xbox Live. These two do not compare, and this is not any Sony fanboyism. I mean, Xbox fanboyism at all.
Oh, people think that. Though,
I enjoy my PlayStation 3 right now more than I do my Xbox. No lie. But I'm going to tell you what. For the same price, there is no comparison. And I'm not even talking about cross game chat at all. At all. I'm just talking aesthetically. The content. How easy it is to just grab it on hand. Like, you know, not a lot of people like the what's happening now on Xbox Live right when you first turn on your. But you know what? Sometimes, once in a while, I am kind of bored enough to be interested to see what's on there. And you know, I want to see that. And guess what? Click to the left. Click to the right. Hit that A button. Bam! You got it. Where you and it streams right there. I'm sure if there are any videos that you can get for free, you have to download, you have to wait for it, and it's not that streamlined. And you know what? Even if it was just $40 a year right now, you know what? Up the price later on if you have these great features that are available, you know, in the future. That's fine. That's fine. But who cares? But right now, it does not compare.
No, there's no carrot for us to buy that. Really,
exactly.
Right,
but I do agree with Chris. If you bought a PlayStation, your first PlayStation 3 today, I do see, yes, that it does make sense to get it. Absolutely. Cool deal. Well, there is your
other than that, and Hulu. Hulu's going to be coming to PS3 and 360.
Fuck that. $10 a month?
What? But it's more whoa. What?
I can
it's
defend it.
It's not free?
No, it's $10
a month.
No,
it's not free. It's
here.
Called Hulu Plus, and it costs $10 a month, and it's fuck that.
I won't poo-poo it.
Well, wouldn't $10 a month be better than paying whatever your cable bill is, though?
Well, you don't get everything, though.
There's only three networks on there, man. There's ABC, NBC, and Fox.
And then you get movies. No, you get movies. You get a ton of movies. A lot of movies, actually. There's a lot of movies.
Yeah, it's like, but I have Netflix. I have Netflix, and it's like, I'm sorry, but I still think a DVR is better than doing Hulu at this point.
But there are some people that live in areas that their cable company... They have not invested in DVRs yet that they can't get.
And that's why there's TiVo. TiVo is better than any of the cable company's DVRs anyway.
And that's true. But guess what? If someone doesn't... It is expensive. You got to give it that. TiVo is expensive. If someone wants a way to watch more TV than they're watching right now, but they don't want to invest... If they don't have the cable company to do so, they don't want to invest in a TiVo, $10 a month just to watch it on your Xbox or your PlayStation 3, that really isn't a bad... I think it's a good choice as an option for people who don't want to spend the extra money or can't get what, you know, we have.
It should also be added that PlayStation Plus is apparently required for Hulu Plus on PSN.
Really?
And Xbox Live Gold is required for Xbox viewing of Hulu Plus.
So here's a question. What about regular Hulu on the PC? Is that going to go full paid?
I don't know. But I would hope that regular Hulu on the PC would stay.
Can you stream Hulu on the PS3 browser?
Hulu blocked it.
So now they blocked it, obviously, because they're okay.
Because they wanted to do this. That's their plan.
We've pretty much been waiting for this announcement since they blocked it from the PlayStation.
Yep, and then they're going to charge you for it. It's only three networks. I'm not interested.
Yeah, three.
Because honestly, most of the shows that I watch are on Sci-Fi anyway. So,
right.
Yeah, I'm that geek. I'm the guy that watches original shows on Sci-Fi.
But you're getting nothing but quality, like Giant Octopus versus Megalodon or whatever the fuck it's called.
Dude, I haven't watched any of those shitty movies yet, but every time Crystal and I see like an ad for one, we're like
alligator versus goat.
The latest one, Jeff is what is it? Dino Gator.
Wins, by the way.
It's like Dino Gator versus Crocosaurus or something like that.
Oh wow.
Okay. Next contest.
I should you not.
Fuck gaming related. I want people to give us their best sci-fi original movie titles. We can work it into being game related.
Hey, we
sci-fi
can do that.
Games.
I'm okay
with
that.
They created their first games. Let's do it.
I'm okay with that. No, but I do watch a lot of original series from sci-fi, like Battlestar is one that just went out, and Stargate Universe is really, really good, and there's others too. So, but I don't really watch anything on those three networks anymore, especially now that 24 is gone.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Well,
true. Meh.
True.
All right. Well, any other news that you guys skimmed over? Like, that was pretty much it since E3, besides some minor stuff here and there. But other than that, that's the news of the week, man.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Which
much
technically
else.
Either one of those could have been a who gives a shit when you think about it.
But. Yeah. Hey, I don't know if anybody cares, but EA just... Well, actually, Travis, you might care. EA What's just that? Released FIFA 10 for Android.
Who
gives a
gives
shit?
A shit.
I got it on the sex box. I'm fine.
The sex box. All right, cool. Let's take a break. We're going to come back. Yes. We're going to do some contest entries. Then we're going to do new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. So be back soon. See ya.
See ya.
What up, A? This is the Canadian Moose that runs Jeff Cherney's internet, and you're listening to Interactive Distractions. I may be slow, but don't blame me if you can't work the fucking mute button.
And welcome back.
You welcome back.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do some contest entries, man. I'm excited. This is going to be good.
All
what
right.
do you want to do, Travis? You want to start out with voicemail, or do you want to start out with emails?
Man, you read my mind. Yeah, we're going to start. We have one voicemail in the contest for the E3 predict. Well, what is it? Open it up, Chris, because...
Sarcastic E3, best of E3. Sarcastic best of E3.
Yeah, so what was the worst thing... But you need to act like it was the best thing. So
and we have a great voicemail from Mr. Fluffy Nuts himself.
The fluffiest of nuts.
So
fuzzy testicles himself.
Those fluffy nuts.
We do. And we're going to play it right now.
Hey, guys, how you going? It's Fluffy Nuts. Oh, my fucking God. Did you see that the Kinect animals? Oh, that looks so fucking awesome. I'm going to get the little tiger. I'm going to play with it. Oh, we're going to be the best of little buddies. I'm gonna name him Fluffy. I'll tell you what, I'll play with a little Fluffy all day, and my mates can come around and play with a little Fluffy. Wait, you wanna come around and play with him? Oh, this is gonna be the best thing since the iPad. I'll get my second TV, I'm gonna get them to get together, and we'll be friends. The little iPad, and this one, the little tiger. I wonder if you get different animals. Come play with a little Fluffy. I'm going, I can't wait. This is so fucking cool, I can't wait. Hey, anyway, I'm gonna go. See you later.
<That's>
Thank you, Fluffy.
You
that's
kind
of fitting.
Fluffy, I hope you have fun with Fluffy.
Likes the fluffy animals.
I didn't expect anything
the
less.
Fluffy physics.
That was exactly what I was looking for.
What are those
did you see
called?
Connectimals?
Furries.
It's awesome. Oh my gosh. I'm going to have a cat. I'm going to call it Fluffy.
Is that your Australian accent?
No, it's not. It's just me being silly.
Oh, okay. I think you can admit it. I mean, it's.
No, I wasn't trying to be Australian, I promise.
Okay.
All right, cool. That was our only voicemail. So let's move on. Let's get to the next entry.
All right, next
Travis,
entry.
What do we got, buddy?
We got a lot, dude. I'm going to tell you what. This
yeah,
was
this
great...
one was a good one. I liked this one.
Yeah, really, really good. This one comes from Better Tomorrow. He says, hey, gents, it really didn't take me long to seal my pick for this contest entry and my numero uno pick for E3's Best in Show. The game in question was so incredibly mind-blowing and unexpected that I can hardly contain my excitement. What is this game? I am proud to announce my top pick of this year, Lynx Crossbow Training 2 for the Wii Motion Plus SD. Where do I even begin? I mean, I'm so happy that Nintendo has finally introduced a new adventure for Link, but not an ordinary adventure, no. With Lynx Crossbow Training 2 for the Wii Motion Plus SD, Nintendo has decided to put their priorities straight and given... the casual gamers and moms what they have probably not been wanting all these years. Link's Crossbow Training 2 for the Wii Motion Plus SD has finally put innovation, storytelling, and love for the fans on the back step and put the focus on what really matters, holding your arm like a shield. In fact, I'm so excited. I have started doing what doing that already. I'm currently holding my arm like a shield as I type this with my one hand and a foot. Because it just... Why? Because it just feels right this way. And I'm also super excited that Link has gotten what he has been missing all these years. In fact, I don't know how we've been able to tolerate previous Zelda games in the past without this. The lasso bullwhip thing... Finally, with only 7 or 8 attempts, you can pick up items that are all the way right in front of you. Gone are the days when we had to travel all those feet to pick up said items. After such games as Red Dead Redemption and Just Cause 2 failed to implement such lasso bullwhip thing devices, we finally get a game that truly needed one. Oh, and I am so excited that I have actually concocted one myself out of a Wiimote. Shoestring and fridge magnet that I'm using right now to gather pens and paper clips as I hold on my arm like a shield and type with my foot and elbow. Feels just right that way. And he finishes up, well, I could go all day singing Link's Crossbow Training 2 for the Wii Motion Plus SD's praises. It's so nice to see the Zelda franchise finally become what it deserves to be.
7 or 8 attempts.
A vehicle for the continuing fad of unnecessary motion control casual wear. And not just another lame innovative masterpiece. We've already had enough of those on the Wii, right? So we'll wrap this up by talking quickly about one more thing. I really love the new gameplay engine that Link's Crossbow Training 2 for the Wii Motion Plus SD uses. It's a super exciting new technology called "This Works Well in Rehearsal, but Not Around Your Wireless Devices" engine. I like games that provide challenge. Now it appears that it has reached a new height. Let me explain how it works. While playing Link's Crossbow Training 2 for the Wii Motion Plus HD, you get perfect one-to-one response with the Wii Motion Plus and your Wii as promised. However, at random parts in a game, a crowd full of thousands of media types and cheering Nintendo fanboys will enter your living room with their wireless devices on and suddenly give the illusion that the controls actually don't work very well and at the end are all humiliated and it ends up being an epic fail. But don't worry, it's not you, it's the wireless device's fault. Well, there you have it, boys. Nice. You can toss all your current games and gaming platforms in the garbage because as of next year, or whenever it's delayed till rolls around, Link's Crossbow Training 2 for the Wii Motion Plus SD will be all you need. Sincerely, Jeff Wildman, but he's also known as Better Tomorrow.
Nice.
That was pretty good.
That was awesome.
Wow. That's the second one.
All right. The bar has been set.
The bar has set.
The bar has been set.
We're going to see if we have a bar raiser in the house with our man Zeke. He says, "Indiscredible. I won't lie to you. I'll even try to be as straight as Final Fantasy XIII storyline." I've had my doubts when Microsoft first talked about Project Natal, but now it's clear as a Canadian Netflix queue that I... Oh, my God.
They
don't have Netflix. Stupid Canadians. But I just didn't understand the full implications of it yet. Kinect is the best thing since, well, sliced bread. This is the second coming of Jesus. No, scratch that. Even God's own carpenter would have trouble matching this masterpiece. I saw the keynote and I felt like Kurt Cobain, mind blown and in Nirvana. I am so high on endorphins right now that I'm shaking worse than Scott Sauer on a Sunday morning after a Goo live show. Oh, man. I just can't wait to get off Travis.
That's fine.
Anyway, you almost got me there. I just can't wait to get off my couch and stand in front of the TV pretending to work out. Come to think of it, that is why most gamers really got into gaming in the first place, right? And the pet demo, yeah. That little girl wasn't even a little bit unsettling. The game is so immersive, she actually felt the tiger lick her face. Finally, a way to teach our kids that wild animals just want to be their friends. Microsoft really outdid themselves this time and revolutionized gaming so you don't need a controller. I can only imagine what the release of Kinect Sports 2 will be like. Maybe you won't even need a TV or an Xbox itself to run against your friends. I sure can't figure it out. That nut is harder to crack than a superhero game dispute, it seems. And the responsiveness, then. Kinect control schemes make Street Fighter 4 look like Lair's crack whore of a sister with Parkinson's disease. I'm calling it right now. Kinect Sports is going to be bigger and more memorable than Super Mario Brothers. Get hyped.
Nice, nice. Who
was
that?
Very, very nice. That was our buddy Zeke.
All right. Thank you, Zeke.
All right. The next
entry.
One. Next entry comes from Killjoy463. He says he's all here right. to tell you about his OMG best moment of E3.
Hell yeah.
Mine would be Kinect for the Xbox 360.
How many of these are we going to get?
I have a feeling we're going to get a lot of these.
This is VGEVO we're talking about here.
Right. He says, mine would be Kinect for the Xbox 360 because, imagine this in a CUDA voice, Kinect for Xbox 360 will revolutionize gaming. I mean,
of course it will.
Come on, this is the future of gaming. I mean, who doesn't want Skittles the Tiger or their own pet to play ball with? Well, until it mauls your face off digitally. But hey, it's the future of gaming anyway. And jumping
awesome.
Around, hitting circle things with your hands, it's awesome. I mean, come on. Everyone wants to jump around in their house looking super awesome. And that kart racer is the coolest thing I have ever seen since the last kart racer that came out. But it will revolutionize gaming, which, as we know, is what everyone wants. There is no, hey, I'm going to sit on the couch and play. It's more like, I'm going to get up and move. Wait, wrong system. And who doesn't want to fight invisible lightsaber duels? It's the coolest thing I've ever seen. I mean, but more importantly, who doesn't want a Skittles the Tiger? And that's the future of gaming that I want. Thank you, Killjoy. I guess he really likes Skittles.
It sounds
really
like
likes Skittles.
Now, who doesn't? I mean, come on. Coming up next, B-Wrong himself says, hey, spent 3 nights in Filipino time watching the conference from the big three companies, Sony, Nintendo, and Microsoft. Although everyone may be gushing and shitting their pants on the games that were shown, I'm really excited about one thing and one thing only. This may be the most exciting thing that was ever done in the gaming industry, but with this integration, it
Laser
will
tag.
Revolutionize everything we know in the gaming world.
The breathing game.
What am I talking about? Seriously, you don't know? The PlayStation plus Coke? As Jack Stratton announced, we'll be getting more of the PlayStation experience with the upcoming collaboration of Coca-Cola and Sony to bring the PlayStation up to a new level. God, just think about it. You got
Extreme.
You got your buddies with you, and the PS3 is already set up, and the new Lady Gaga songs on Rock Band loading up, and to top it all off, drinks on the side? Beer, you say? Who needs that when you have Coke? I mean, with the Move design, with the Move design bottle, need I say more? Well, Xbox and Nintendo dudes must be slubbering with envy. They didn't see this coming, and more importantly, before I forget, this is exclusive, so fuck you, 3DS. Fuck you, Kinect, and Coke forever, bitches. Be wrong.
Nice.
All right, the next one comes from Sorry Name Taken on VG Evo. He says, so I was watching the Nintendo press conference, and I wasn't expecting too much. Of course, they paraded their usual crap, a new Zelda game, Golden Sun, Donkey Kong, Metro, Kirby, yada, yada, yada. But then, when they brought out the 3DS, I became cautiously optimistic. The whole time I was thinking, what's the killer app here? Will they really make me want this system? I mean, I was about to give up hope. And then I saw it. Nintendogs is going to be in fucking 3D.
And cats!
Bitches. At this point, I'm shivering out of pure joy and they go and drop another bomb. Plus cats? This changes everything. Not only can I care for a virtual dog in 3D, but adding cats is like icing on the cake. I can't wait to open doors and let my virtual cat in and out of the house. With this announcement alone, Nintendo wins E3, hands down.
Nice.
Awesome. Who was that?
That's a sorry name taken. All one word, and the S is uppercase. The next one comes from Mr. Lee Hazel. He says, hey, Indus, want to know what made me the most excited at this year's E3?
Yes.
My daddy came back. My Japanese 121-year-old daddy. He abandoned me 3 years ago with his casual, but his casual floozy left him and took all her money with her. Now he needs me and all this other hardcore children to support his boozing again, and I couldn't be happier.
Nintendo.
He's come back with gifts, though, like a Zelda game. And not only do I get to pay for that boring and bland-looking game that doesn't look like it plays right at all, I also get to pay for Motion Plus adapters. Yes! He also brought back Kirby, Donkey Kong, Metroid. Sony and Microsoft would only make me pay 10, 15 pounds to download those. What is that, like funny money or something? Like Microsoft? Hey. Anyway. But they look so good, I'll pay full price
for them. Canadian dollar.
Yeah, that's right. They look so good, I'll pay full price for them. Anything for my daddy. And GoldenEye, he remade GoldenEye. No 1,000 Wii points for me. I don't want to give my daddy the full 50 pounds for this. And to top it all off, a new DS. I don't have anywhere near enough of those yet. Seriously, though, all you guys welcoming Nintendo back with open arms, you are the problem. Nintendo has been pissing all over us for 3 years. What we should be saying is, look who came crawling back. Don't forgive them when they make promises, but they've been making them far too long. Forgive them when they deliver. Nintendo just told you it's all going... Wait, Nintendo just told you all it's going to... blank you up the blank again, and you've all smiled. Pull your trousers down and your cheeks apart. This is the opinion of Jekyll. Is it the Jekyll?
It's Jekyll.
Okay, Mr. Jekyll, I got beef with you, okay? You just turned this into your agenda and you ended up Nintendo bashing. That's not the point of the E3 contest.
Yeah, that was almost a disqualification.
I got my eye on you, Jack. I got my eye on you. Do that again. We're going to fist fight. Moving on to the next email comes from Jeffrey Swanson, also known as Biff Sticks. He says, Nintendo's new addition to the Mama family is going to be the bomb. Babysitting Mama is where it's at. Now, if you thought you'd look ridiculous holding out your Wiimote like a baby and was going to make you look foolish, fear not. They're actually going to package a baby with the game. Yeah, it's a fake, but seriously, you thought they would package a real one. I mean, it's Nintendo, right? They got money. But once you show the Wiimote up, once you shove the Wiimote up the rectum and have the nunchuck wire coming out of the hiney, you're all ready to go. You'll have a variety of fun games like changing, feeding, coddling, and bathing. It's everything you ever wanted in real life babies, but minus the pooping, crying, and 9 months of labor your wife is going to have to go through. The best part is, if you get sick of the brat, you can just power him or her down and leave her in your cabinet. But, oh, I see what he did there. No need to have the Child Protective Services come and take you away. Be the first to get it because the game will go fast at $40. Do not delay.
That's pretty good.
Put it in your cabinet.
With every other Wii game.
Yeah.
Did I need to really emphasize on that? I mean, I think it was pretty obvious. Moving on comes from Ben X, 42316. He says, hey, guys.
579-4387.
F9er, Batman symbol, whatever. Hey, guys. Here's the best thing. Q. Another Q. Okay, I really got to get into this email.
Another Q. Sorry.
Here's the best thing about E3 this year. Sony's announcements of the 10-year product life cycles for their products never cease to amaze me, and this year was absolutely no exception. It is amazing that they make sure all their products have 10-year life product style, life blah, 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 blah. It is amazing that they make sure all of their products have 10-year product life cycles to ensure today's PS2 owners are ultimately tomorrow's PS3 owners. Sony has been successful for the past 15 years because of these 10-year product life cycles, and Jack Trenton does an awesome job relaying this information to us. 98 billion PS2s were sold in 2009. 98 billion!
98 billion.
And that only accounts for sales in one town in Utah. This shows the achievement of the 10-year product life cycle of the PS2 and is the reason why this superb platform shows no signs of slowing down. Did I mention Sony are all about the 10-year product life cycle? I mean, I can't help it. It amazes me, and I want to yell it from the top of a mountain to tell the whole world. Thanks, guys. BenX, 42316. P.S. The opinions in this email are solely those of BenX and do not represent the opinions of Jack Trenton or any of the Sony overlords.
Thank you, Ben.
Nice. Thanks, Ben.
All right. good buddy Mike PSN08 comes strong. He says, hey, hello, guys. Welcome back, Chris, from the E3 Mayhem. And Travis, I hope you didn't get a sideswipe by a moose. I hope you didn't get sideswiped by a moose in Canada. Like, it was close. It was close. I jumped into the street. I jumped into the street and a Mountie yelled at me and I got in trouble.
Yes, that's true.
He put me in a corner or something. Apparently, that's what they do there. There's no jails. They just put you in a corner.
They put a dunce cap on your head, too.
Exactly. I haven't seen those since, like, the 80s. Yeah. It's true. Yeah,
that's weird. Only if you're in a lot of trouble, though.
If
they just put you in the corner. Yeah, that's once the cap comes out, then you're in deep shit.
They're preparing for G20, and you understand. It was security level orange.
They're on lockdown.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyway, moving on. Mike PSN08 says, after seeing all the great E3 press conferences, I am so excited to now get the Move controller for my PS3. I was even more excited when Kevin Butler came out to talk about this awesome new tech from Sony. Come on, who wouldn't want to play a black and white ghetto fighting game with two lollipop sticks in each hand? I really do like how they implement it in most PS3 games coming out soon, so that you can move or you can use Move or DualShock controllers for the games. Party games to me will now be way better than the crackpot Wii system. Bowling will be easier and way more fun to control than trying to bowl on a 6-axis controller. Also, I like that you can be a fat lazy ass on the couch like I am and still use that Move stick for its full functionality as you sit and drink like a slob. I do hope they put Move functionality in the next Final Fantasy or White Knight Chronicles titles so I can be a real hero in the game while I jump around sword fighting. Now, when I buy a Star Wars game, I can be a real-ass Jedi as I bitch-whack them stormtroopers to a bloody pulp. So after I go to my local GameStop rip-offs, the local GameStop rip-off store to pre-order this awesome package with the penis controller stuff inside for $99.99, I can look at the salesperson and say, Who gives a shit? And walk out $99.99 richer. Well, it's been fun watching all the coverage you guys did from E3, and hopefully Travis will attend next year's E3. Funny, he doesn't mention he wants Jeff at E3.
What the fuck? Fine, fuck you. I am not giving my vote to Mike PSN. Jerk.
Oh. He means that with love, Mike. Your buddy, Mike PSN. Oh, wait. Jeff, I want you at E3 next year, buddy.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm going to be there just in spite. Every single video, I'm going to make a comment and be like, ha, Mike,
here. You know, I wasn't going to go next year, but now I'm going. Just because of him, I'm going.
And
I'm
going now. I'm going to make a t-shirt.
I'm
going
to be like, Mike sucks. It's going to say it on the front. And then on the back, it's going to say my balls. And every single video, I'm going to turn around.
Oh, man.
Oh, damn it.
All right, moving on. It's the Indus Cart man himself, BB Media.
All right.
He says, Indus! Finally, the day we have all been waiting for. Glee Karaoke Revolution has been announced!
Hell yeah!
Yeah!
And my wife is cheering in the background. Rock Band star what? Sing Hero who? I'm calling it now that this is the game, this will be the game that everyone at Indus Fest, the Deuce, will be fighting to play. Why would you want to sing songs from the real artist? I want to sing along with a fictional high school choir. Sing fighting commence, BB Media.
Nice.
I think that game's gonna sell a shit ton. I'm gonna keep it real.
Oh, it will.
It's gonna sell a shit ton, especially on the Wii.
I don't doubt it.
Is that it? Thanks. Okay, awesome. Moving on. Now this is correct me if I'm wrong. I have not heard from this person personally, me, ever. Sanosuke Sagara.
Do they give you their VG Evo name?
No, Sanosuke Sagara.
All right.
No, it sounds new to me.
Yeah, I know. Awesome. I hope we have a new, keeping it international. I like that. He says, hello, Indus. I hope all is well with you guys. I want to keep this email short and simple. Konami's Takfuji E3 presentation of 99 Nights 2 is, oh my god, best of E3 2010.
I was waiting for this to happen.
If Indus Jason thinks Street Fighter 4 is the motherfucking truth, then 99 Nights 2 is 1 million truths. That's a lot of truths.
That's a lot of truths, man.
That's a lot of truth. Here is the clip of 99.9's 2 presentation, and he sings us a link. Show notes. Keep up the good work, guys, and more power to you. Indus Fest 2 for the win. P.S. Please excuse my grammar, guys. English is not my native language. Me rev you wrong time. Senesuke Sagara.
Please tell me he spelt it like that, or else you're going to sound like the biggest
asshole. No, he did. Okay, he totally spelt it like
that's
that.
That's awesome.
Oh, my God. That's really, really good.
I was hoping that someone was going to bring up the Konami conference.
That was terrible.
Funny,
that's one of the ones I did not see, and then I saw clips of it. One of the sites had like the top 10 fails of E3 or something like that, and Konami press conference had like 6 of them, and I'm watching This was actually happening live. I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah.
Like, and he's like, 1 million characters, and no one says anything. And he's like, what? Wow. 1 million or 1,000. I can't remember what it was.
That's the funny thing, too. It's like, if you watch that sequence of the Konami press conference, and I mean, everybody knows I love Konami, but this shit was ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Oh. He says the logo comes up, and it's 99 nights, and he like points at it. And he just waits. He's like, come on, somebody clap, you know? And like one person claps and goes, yes, thank you. And he points at it again. It's like, man.
That's like Sony.
I didn't know they were the ones who were doing 99 Nights too. I had no idea.
They're just publishing it. They're not actually doing it.
Is it still whatever. It's not important.
I don't know. It's not important.
Who cares? That game's going to suck.
I like the first one.
Yeah, I'm looking at you, Necro. It's going to suck.
Oh, Necro likes it? I wonder if I'm going to hear about that on Twitter.
Yeah, you will.
Moving on. This one comes from Asian619.
Hey,
he says, hey there, and Travis. I have.
So, Jeff, you and I are and Travis gets
me.
Called by name.
So come Saturdays for life, man. He loves me. He says, I just have a few words that need to be spoken just to win this little contest. Battle tag. Enough said.
Dude, finally. Yes. Go. Oh, is that it?
That was it. He says, and Travis, I'm still pissed that I lost to the booty clap. I'm sorry, dude. Nothing beats the booty clap. Accept it.
Yeah.
Sincerely, Asian619. So what's up with this battle tag, man? Like,
did you see that at the Ubisoft conference?
No,
it's basically laser tag, but you can hook it up to like a computer to keep stats and stuff. And I don't know why. It had nothing to do with video games at all, but they're trying to present it as a video game. It's like you wear like a thing on your shoulder, your chest. You have a gun, and you shoot each other. And if you have a computer, they said it works anywhere. I don't know how that's going to work. And it keeps track of stuff. It's laser tag, basically.
That's
welcome
weird.
To circa 1986.
I know, right?
Hmm.
Man, I wish I knew more about that. That email might have been funnier.
Oh, you got to check it. Just look at the Ubisoft thing and just look up laser tag or him with it. It is so embarrassing. Like that. And one thing Ubisoft covered, like the guy who they had to host it was hilarious. That comedian, I can't remember his name, but
they got the same guy from last year, right? The guy that's on Community, is that the show?
No, he's from Web Soup, I think, or from
Web Soup?
The Soup. Are they
Joel McHale?
I think it's The Soup. Yeah, I think it might.
Yeah,
be
Joel McHale.
Yeah, it might be him. But he was just making fun of the dude the entire time. It was pretty hilarious, and the whole entire audience was like, "Really? Like for real? Like this is embarrassing." You got to check it out. It's pretty funny. That's why I was hoping someone wrote that. And I'm like, oh, man. But Asian, I'm kind of disappointed. If you went into more detail and over the top, you might have gotten my vote, because that was the one I was hoping someone wrote in and was like, just raved out, this is going to be kick-ass, going to be awesome. You know, fuck Mario and stuff like that. But, yeah. it's an embarrassing moment. You got to check it out.
Will do. I'll have to.
Yeah, because right now it's really Tampax and I'm not amused. But you know what amuses me?
It's not really Tampax. It's Tampax of the world. You just
didn't
happen to view it.
The last email.
All right, last
email. It amuses me, so I can finally stop reading. It comes from the king of comedy. It comes from the sultan of stats.
Oh,
Confidence Man 2. Confidence Man 2. He says, I just wanted to share my thoughts on the best gaming
tech.
Oh
my god, meeting Jason and Chris was fucking awesome. It was the best thing ever.
Talk about sarcasm. You win.
That would be funny, man. I would give him that.
He said, and onto his real email.
I just wanted to share my thoughts on the best gaming tech that was presented at E3. Of course, I'm talking about full stereoscopic 3D bitches. While we were at the Sony presser, we were told to put on the 3D glasses, and if anybody knows fashion, boy, it's Sony. These glasses just reeked style, with the rims of the frames being horned, and I don't exactly know what they were calling this new style, but I gotta tell you, this is originality at its finest. And when I saw the 3D sizzle videos, I was like, oh my god! I can honestly say that my mind was blown, partly because looking at the screen cross-eyed made me develop a brain aneurysm, but still, it's 3D, man. They're already supporting existing titles in 3D, like Super Stardust HD, which I've already played several times and completed years ago, but now it's like playing it all over again. And they also said that they're going to support upcoming titles like Shaun White Skateboarding. Shaun White Skateboarding? It's like real skateboarding, but in 3D. Then they showed Killzone 3 in 3D. Killzone 3 in 3D? I gotta tell you, man, this is fate. I'm definitely gonna save up all of my money for 3D gaming, because honestly, who cares about paying for college tuition? I mean, we're talking about the future here, and the future is 3D gaming. If it was the future for the 1950s, and then the future for the 1980s, well, it's gonna be the future once again. Coming from Confidence Man, Deuce.
Nice.
Good stuff.
And that's it, guys. I wash my hands with these emails.
Oh, wow.
That's a lot. There's of emails.
A lot.
There is right. A lot. But we have to choose one.
I have two that stand out. Are we going to talk about it? Or are we going
to
go
I
off?
Got,
and...
I think I have a... To me, in my mind, I think I have a clear-cut winner, actually.
I do. I have a clear-cut winner, too, to be honest with you. Jeff?
Yeah, what's mine?
Yeah.
Mine was the first one, Better Tomorrows, man, with the Zelda and everything. That was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, me too. I'm exactly the same way.
Yeah, mine is between that one and between the one that Zeke sent in.
Oh, Zeke was really good too. Zeke was the one where he had a lot of the anecdotes, like straightest Final Fantasy storyline.
Yeah, it was all about Kinect.
Oh, yeah, the Kinect one. Yeah,
he should have got my vote for dissing the goo, man.
Well, here's the thing.
It wasn't really
sucks.
I have to give it to Better Tomorrow, because all of Zeke's comedy came from his anecdotes and didn't actually come from boasting about the game from E3.
Yeah, I agree.
Better Tomorrow, all of his shit was like, all of his shit had to do with the game, and I thought that was impressive. So yeah, I think we're unanimous.
Finally,
on this one. I think
after
Better
seven
Tomorrow.
Or eight tries, I built a homemade one myself with a shoestring and a kitchen or a refrigerator magnet. That shit was
pins. Yeah, that was really good. That was, and it stuck to the game. And I mean, wow! And he not only did he like pick on like one or two things, he picked on a lot of things. Like clear cut.
Cool. All right, Better Tomorrow, congratulations. You are the winner of the $20 Amazon gift card.
Yeah, thanks everyone else. All good again. Like this.
Oh, man.
Everybody is always sending in good stuff for this. And this one was really funny for me, because I love hearing sarcastic shit like this.
By far the best contest so far. That was amazing.
Yeah, that was really good. So thank you guys for sending in your entries. You know what? Travis, I am down for doing your contest for next.
Let's do it. Let's break it down. We'll make it game related. Here we go, guys.
No, fuck the game related.
No,
who cares?
We're gonna make it game related. Hot off the presses, guys. I just got it off of Kotaku.net. Check it out. Sci-Fi is making games. The Sci-Fi Channel makes games. Oh my god! And then you get the choice. You're the producer. You get the name and create with your own two or three hands. It's Sci-Fi Channel. Who knows? You get to create the first game in the series of games. So, do you want to make a mutated deer versus Jeff's? Give it to me. Give me something. Anything.
Allosaurus versus Crocod
versus
Dino
Kaizo
or something like that.
Anything. Give us something.
Versus Master Chihuahua.
Giant piranha attack. Is that what you're looking for?
I don't know.
apparently we need to think about it, but you guys get plenty of time. So do we want just a name title, or do we want like a brief synopsis?
I want a few details. Nothing major,
I want a few details, a couple sentences.
Yeah. How about this?
Let's do a basic plot.
How about they write the back of the box?
That could be long. That could be long.
That could be really long.
No? Yeah. Have you seen some of the backs of boxes?
Yeah.
Aside from the stuff that's in French, like, it's pretty short. Come on, God of War 3 just said boner on the back of it. It did.
Well, it did, ones in Canada said Jeff's boner, but, you know.
That's right. That.
No, that was my front door.
And his mom.
Oh!
Snappity, snap, snap. Mama jokes. Been around since 1986.
That's right. And they're the future now.
In 3D.
Welcome to Connect.
I just want a short plot description. Let's just do name and a short plot description. And the thing that we want you guys to keep in mind is sci-fi's original movies. Because their original movies are all just bad. They're just
really
retarded
bad.
They're so bad that you want to watch them to see how bad they are. That's how bad they are. Seriously.
It is true.
Dino Gator versus Crocosaurus. That's real. I mean, I don't know if it's the exact title, but no shit. It
giant
was on, like,
squid
last weekend
versus
or something.
Super Shark. Like, it's really,
yeah,
really
that
odd.
Was one of them, too.
Yeah.
And
really
and I think, like, the Giant Piranha Attack, there actually is a Giant Piranha Attack movie that they put out. It's they're ridiculous.
Yeah.
So keep that shit in mind. That's what we're looking for. Done. July
Done.
Contest.
Nice.
There.
Sounds awesome.
All right, let's do some new releases. Unusually enough, I don't have a voicemail from Repeat. Of course, we are recording on Wednesday, so and it was kind of a last minute decision to record on Wednesday. So
my fault.
Yeah, he might not have gotten his voicemail again in time. So apologize for that, Repeat. We'll get you next week. All right, so PS3 next week. Call of Duty: Modern Warfare Resurgence. Who gives a shit?
F you, dude.
Seriously, fuck
I'm
that.
I'm waiting for somebody to give me a download code.
Ass. Yeah, get someone to give you a download code. There
Is
you go.
Is it $15 again?
Please?
Yeah. You know,
apparently,
it's probably like $3
as much bitching as all the gamers did, too many people bought the
Because too
one.
Many people are voting with Bail? Their dollars.
Too many people bailed them out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bail out. Okay, never mind. Stimulus. Okay.
I got it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I got you too. Monkey Island 2 Special Edition is apparently
coming out
next week.
Have you guys seen the trailer for that?
It looks cool.
No,
We saw it while I was at your place. It
That's right.
Really cool.
Yeah. Looks cool.
That's pretty cool.
That's
man.
Already coming out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ooh.
It's on the list for 360 as well. So, Crackdown 2 comes out next week.
Yeah.
And on my list is Blacklight Tango Down, which is the $15 Ignition downloadable shooter. So
they're
but,
putting that out the same day as.
Well, that's the thing. It's not the same day, same week, but they...
Well, everything on Xbox Live comes out on Wednesday.
Yeah, but the thing is that they also said that it was coming out on PS3, and that's why they weren't part of Summer of Arcade, but I don't see it on the PS3 list at all for the month. So that date might not be accurate. So let's keep that in check.
Okay.
Cool.
For the Wii, Furry Legends. Let's see.
Furry
Despicable
Legends?
Me. Furry Legends.
Oh, dude, yes. Fluffy Nuts is all over that shit.
Despicable Me, which is to tie in with the movie, and Tournament of Legends, which is getting a lot of press, apparently. I don't know anything about it, though. So.
Also known as scrubsport.com.
DS is also getting Despicable Me, and Dragon Quest IX, which is coming out on Sunday, the 11th. I give a shit. Shut the fuck up. It's made by Level 5. You can kiss my ass. PC is also getting Monkey Island 2 Special Edition and Arma 2 and Battlefield 1943. And that is your new release list. As if I need to ask, pick of the week.
Monkey Island 2?
Yeah,
I'm serious.
Okay.
That's mine.
I'm in a tie right now. If Monkey Island 2 is really coming out, like, I'm surprised that and Tango Down are both next week, but both of them look solid and Crackdown... I'm definitely picking up Crackdown 2, but Monkey Island is. I'm probably gonna pick that up as well. Good because they remastered that shit like more than they did the first one, and that looks good. And it's a funny ass game.
Cool. All right. Well, mine's Crackdown 2, but I'm probably also going to be getting Dragon Quest 9. So
we used to fanboys all Crackdown.
I know.
We missed something in news.
We're Xbox.
What did we miss?
We missed something in news, but it's not coming out next week, but I'll even remind you next week. Finally, after like 7 years, the King's Quest sequel is coming out.
The one that was made by fans?
It's the silver lining. It's not King's Quest, but it's King's Quest. Come on, guys. Who are we fooling? Yeah. Fucking Activision.
Oh, did they just change the name and they're releasing it anyway?
No, it was made by
Phoenix. Phoenix Online made this game as the successor to the last King's Quest game, but instead of making it an action RPG, like the very last one was King Quest 9, I believe, they're going back to old school point and click proper. Cool. But halfway through the development, Activision, who bought the rights to all the Sierra stuff after Sierra closed down, they did a cease and desist to Phoenix Studios. Yeah, and
so they just changed the name and they put it out anyway.
Well, they changed the name, but Activision wasn't budging, and it took a couple of years. I'm sure they were doing some serious talking into towards Activision, but Activision finally said, okay, fine, you can release it for free. That's cool. So.
Are they have to lose the King's Quest title or no?
No, they can't use the King's Quest title, but that's it. That's the only thing. They're using every single thing. They can use King Graham. They can use Alexander. They can use the
really.
I can't believe they got the Green Isles.
The last one I played was six.
So that was the best. That was the best one.
Five was awesome too.
Five was awesome, but six was amazing. So. Yeah, that's coming out the 10th, so keep it on your calendars, guys. It's free.
It's just for PC, I'm guessing?
Yeah, it's just PC only, but come on,
well,
it's free. It's going to be awesome.
The 10th is next week.
Is that next week? What is today?
Yeah, it's the 10th is...
Well, next week for the show, I'm thinking actual day now when the show's coming out. So yeah,
Saturday,
guys, yeah. Next week, pick up The Silver Lining. It's a tsl-game.com, I believe.
Cool, man.
Or just search King's Quest Silver Lining. It's gonna be so cool.
And then pick up Dungeon Fighter.
No, pick up Dungeon Fighter first. Seriously, yeah, I'm not gonna joke.
Cool, yeah. Well, as I said, Crackdown 2 and King's Quest, Dragon's Quest, and that's pretty cool. Silver Lining, yeah. Good call. All right, we have any emails?
We do. We have one from Necro talking about Red Dead Redemption and the character of John Marston and what he thought about him. It's spoiler free, but. I think Jeff and I, we just discussed a minute ago that we wanted to spoil the hell out of it for next week's show. And we're just going to go ahead and use that email for that, since we can talk about John Marston as a character and actually go into specifics about it and everything like that. And maybe we can get someone on, or maybe it's just going to be just us. Maybe we'll be drunk. Maybe not. Who knows? We'll see.
No, we will be. We have to stick with the tradition of any kind of spoiler episode we do.
We got to be drunk.
Be like full in the bag, not even half.
Yeah, I feel bad for Tom.
Oh my god, yeah.
Because we're like, yeah, you know we do
that.
This drunk.
He's like, are you guys been drinking? No! Just trust us, come on. Fine, Ellen, wait, no, it'll be good. And trust me, we haven't been drinking. He gets on there. He's like, motherfuckers.
Oh man, that's awesome.
That's how Tom talks, motherfuckers.
Motherfuckers. Cool. Alright, well, I did get some voicemails this week, but we kind of...
Chris dropped the ball on this one.
Yeah, I dropped the ball on this one. I don't really have the ability to play voicemails. The voicemail you heard from Fluffy Nuts was editing magic by Mr. Travis, I'm sure.
Woot.
So what we're going to do is all the voicemails I got this week are going into the mailbag, which we are going to do
Woot!
Next week.
Yeah, mailbag
so,
week.
So question of the week next week is, there isn't one. Just send us emails. We don't care. Just ask anything you want.
Yep.
Anything. I mean, you want some advice?
You want to call us out? Call us out. You want to say
that we're douchebags?
Well, what you want us to do in the future? Anything you want. Doesn't matter.
So we have a backlog of some
emails,
so we're going to do that as our feature. So if you guys feel like adding to that backlog, feel free. And yeah, that's it. So you can send your emails to email@interactivedistractions.com. You can also send us a voicemail. That number is 706-760-4337.
It's like...
It's
F you, dude. No.
I'm trying to get you guys out of here,
man. Capital F, capital U. D-U-D-E.
It's like fuck you. It's like fuck you, but it's not. Come on. Let's go.
Okay, good. You can also get us on Google Talk, which is interactivedistractions@gmail.com. We're on Twitter as Indus Podcast, and you can follow us individually as well as Indus Chris, Indus Travis, Indus Jason, and Indus Geoff.
That is G-E-O to the double F.
Not J-E-F-F.
No.
We also have a Facebook group with which is not being updated, and Nico said he would not update, even though Travis tried to call him out for it last week. But that is Interactive Distractions
Don't
Podcast.
Blame him.
Fucking slacker. We live and breathe and die by Facebook. Why wouldn't he want to do it?
Well, that's all I have, guys. You guys have anything before we wrap up and get out of here?
No, I'm good.
No one has any cheap shot to Torgo or anything like that, because that's our thing.
No, I mean, that's...
All right, cool.
All right, well, thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show and the contest entries. We certainly did. If you did enjoy it, please tell a few friends about us and leave us a review on iTunes or Zune Marketplace. So until next time, my name is Chris.
I'm Travis.
I am Geoff.
Play your games, and we'll talk to you next week.